Oh my God, and thanks, Minister, for coming in today to answer the commencement. While I was out canvassing in 2024, I came across house owners in the village of Inver in County Donegal that was affected badly by coastal erosion. Since then, I've been working hard on it with the homeowners. When Bridge Street in Killybegs was flooded, you might have seen it on the television that went national. Minister Kieran O'Donnell came down a couple of days after that and he visited Killybegs. And on my request, he also went out to Inver Village to see firsthand what was happening out there with coastal erosion. Now, on that day, Minister O'Donnell met with a Donegal County Council engineers, the homeowners and the OPW on the site. So I would like to ask you, Minister, about the minor flood mitigation work and coastal protection scheme, and in particular the delays in Inver and County Donegal. Despite an allocation of $45,000 in April 2025, no work has started. It was proposed to install rock armour along the face to assist to keep the pressure off the gabion baskets that's there. They're there over 40 years. They've done a great job, but it needs to be reinforced. Given the urgency of the situation from the homeowners, can I seek clarification from you? What's the reason for the delay? What steps are the department taking to ensure the timely delivery of this project? This is a matter of urgency and concern. I mean, these people in the houses, when there's a storm forecast, like I was out there were waves going over 5 metres over the thing. There are children in one of the houses. So, Minister, it kind of needs to start ASAP. And, you know, every week we delay, there's more and more erosion. So hopefully you came in today and you have a bit of good news for me when it's going to start and when it'll finish. So thanks, Minister.
I'm not 100% sure whether my answer will give you the comfort that you're looking for, but look, I'm glad you raised it because the coast erosion right throughout, certainly the west coast, so west coast, northwest, is going to be, it's a big issue. It's coming down the road like a train and... it's going to be something that we're going to have to invest more and more in to protect communities, you know. I'd hope the fact that there's already gabion baskets in place and there's already some form of coastal protection that it should make it more straightforward from a foreshore and a different statutory requirement point of view. But look, we'll go through the response and you might kind of clarify who's responsible for what. So coastal erosion and localised flooding issues are a matter in the first instance for each local authority to investigate and address. Local authorities can undertake these works within their own resources. In 2009, the Office of Public Works introduced the Minor Flood Mitigation Works and Coastal Protection Scheme. And the purpose of the scheme is to provide 90% funding to local authorities to undertake studies, coastal erosion or minor flood mitigation works within their administrative areas. The Minor Work Scheme generally applies where a solution can be readily identified and achieved in a short time frame, and that the cost do not exceed $750,000. And the way you've described this, Constable, Senator Boyle, I doubt if they would exceed that, but we'll leave that down to the experts. Applications under the scheme are assessed by the OPW, having regard to the specific economic, technical, social and environmental criteria set for the scheme. To be approved for funding under the scheme, the benefit from the works must exceed their associated costs. To date, nationally, the OPW has approved over €70 million for over 900 unique local flood relief and coastal projects that are providing benefits to some 8,000 properties. Since 2009, the OPW has approved some $2.4 million funding to Donegal County Council for some 45 projects. And as part of these, €112,500 has been approved for coastal erosion works in Inver through four separate applications by Donegal County Council. Under the Minor Work Scheme, it is the responsibility of the local authority to advance the works once approved by the OPW. And this includes all environmental assessments, planning consents, health and safety requirements and landowner agreements. The most recent funding approval of €45,000 for Inver that you've already mentioned was announced in April this year by my colleague, Minister Kevin Boxer Moran TD. He's a Minister of State with responsibility for the Office of Public Works. This funding was for Donegal County Council to construct a row of rock armour along the line of existing gabions to provide protection from further damage. And I understand that the Council is continuing to engage with landowners to be in a position to commence these works. While Minister Moran has recently announced revisions to this minor work scheme, these revisions do not change the approvals of funding to Donegal County Council for previously approved works at Inver. I understand the Minister will be setting out the details of the revisions of this scheme over the coming weeks. The Government recognises the risks associated with climate change and that increases in sea levels and storm damage will result in increased frequency of coastal erosions. In response to these challenges, the recommendations outlined in the report of the Interdepartmental Group on National Coastal Change Management Strategy are being implemented. So just to say, the allocation has been made from the OPW. I think from that response, it looks like it's now down to the local authority to proceed, to crack on, essentially, with putting in the rock armour, as you say, to protect those gabion baskets that are already there. I think that's pretty clear in the response. I'm not sure if there's a further role for the OPW in this, perhaps, and I'd have no problem doing this. I could go back to Minister Moran and ask him to engage with Donegal to say, look, where is this? What's the hold-up? In the response, they mentioned engagement with landowners. I'd assume all landowners in that area would very much welcome this development. So I guess there is an onus now as well on Donegal County Council to ramp up the speed at which they deliver this, since the funding is there.
Thanks for your answer, Minister. I think there's an onus on the OPW and Donegal County Council here to get things moving. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a massive issue in Donegal. This is only the tip of the iceberg here, to be honest, because, you know, these people's houses, they're within maybe 5 metres of a garden going into the sea in Inver. So, like, it's really important that we get moving on it. You know, stitching time saves a lot of money. And be putting in the rock armour now and getting it in before there's any more storms, it gives the people in the houses reassurance. It gives the families, the children in the house, that know that when they go to bed at night, that their garden's not going to be gone in the morning. I went out when there was one storm there, the Storm Owen, I think it was, and to see the waves cracking in and the water coming in onto the windows of the houses, like, it was scary. So I think Donegal County Council and OPW, we really need to get moving on this, you know, we really do. And hopefully, if you go back to the Minister, maybe he would make a call to Donegal County Council to see what's going on, can we push it on. So thank you very much, Minister.
Thank you again, Senator Boyle. Look, it's a gorgeous piece of coastline. I know it well. It's absolutely stunning, but it's so exposed to the west, you know, and you get those big swells coming in. And as I said, like, there are more frequent storms. In fairness, Donegal County Council, to their credit, like, they have applied for 45 projects under this scheme, about €2.4 million worth. So they've been pretty active in that space, and they're going to have to be because they're so exposed. But look, the money is there from the OPW point of view. I think there is an onus on the council now to crack on and get it delivered. Obviously, there's always challenges with local authority in terms of delivering projects. But certainly, look, I will speak to Minister Moran and say, could you reach out to the chief executive and say, look, the money's there, what's the delay, and see if we can... Because I can imagine the fear and anxiety that the residents have. Thanks.